Well, Paul Jacobs for City Talk 105.9. It's just coming up to about 7 o'clock this morning, and the sun is just about getting through the clouds, second day of the Aintree Festival. And for those of you who've never come to Aintree and are coming today on Ladies' Day or are coming on Grand National Day, get here dead early, because you will be able to walk on the course and come to where all the big fences are. You know, if you've been to Anfield, guys, or you've been to Goodison Park, or you've been to the new Wembley, the old Wembley, or a Champions League final, it is just amazing, the atmosphere at this place. Now, I'm just going to go down and touch the turf, because this is all important. In racing, one of the biggest things is the going. And the going is a little bit soft. What does that mean? Well, basically, we're talking the softer the ground, the harder the horses find to actually go through the ground. You know, it's like when you run through mud in a muddy field, it's very, very difficult to get from one side of the field to the other. You go slower. And it's the same with horses, you know. The softer the ground, even though they're big, powerful animals, the more the difficult it is to go through as well. So I reckon that the ground for the Grand National tomorrow on Saturday will be what's called good ground, with a little bit of dig in it. In other words, a little bit of give, because the water table's very high. Now, it sounds very scientific, but it's not. It's basically the more rain, the softer the ground. Now, we're just coming past Red Rum's last resting place, where the 3 times Grand National winner was buried. And it's quite a somber place, actually, with a little plaque on it, and it's all covered in flowers, newly flowered daffodils and a couple of shrubs as well. And it's a lovely, lovely little sort of area of Aintree that loads of people come. They just stand there for a few minutes, and it's really weird for a horse, although a great horse. Everybody's really quiet and massively respectful. Okay, I'm going to move away from Red Rum's grave, and I'm coming over to one of the iconic fences on the Grand National course. This is the water jump. It's a huge spread of a fence. It's not a high fence, but it's very long. Horses have got to jump round about 12 or 14 foot to get from one side to the other. It's got birch on the top of it, and this is where they're right in front of the grandstands as they come past the grandstand for the first time. It's number 16 on the course. That is the water jump. I tell you what, if Mick the producer tried to jump it from one side to the other, he would get a hair wash. Dead, simple and quick, there's no doubt about that. Well, I've just come to one of the most unbelievable structures on the Grand National course. This is the chair, and it's only jumped once. It's a massive fence. I've got a lawnmower in front of me, so you can probably hear that in the background. What is the chair? What makes it so fabulous? Well, it's a fence that's probably about, I don't know, looking at my sort of height, about 5'9" tall. But what makes it brilliant is it's got a ditch in front of it. Yeah, a ditch, which is about 3.5 foot deep. And do you know how wide it is? It's probably about 5 foot wide. So just think how athletic these horses have got to be. They've got to jump over the ditch, so they've got to get their stride right. And once they've got their stride right, they're thinking, oh, that's probably dead easy. And then there's this huge obstacle in front of them. I can just only see over the top of it now. I'm just sort of looking at, you can probably hear me now, just touching the birch at the moment. It's a huge and impressive fence, and it's a little bit scary, actually, to a human. There's no way a human will be able to jump it at all. And it's called the chair because it has the shape of a chair to it, if you can think of it like that. But it's an immense obstacle. Only jump once because it's so big. And I would say it's more daunting than a fence you've probably heard of called Beaches Brook. But wow, looking down the course, this is unbelievable. What a fence. It's the one before the water jump. And the crowd cheer as they're standing on the embankment to the side of me now as they jump over that fence. It is one heck of an obstacle. And the problem with the chair is, if you make a mistake here, it sort of unsettles the horses, you know what I mean? Like, loses their confidence, and it takes them a long time to get it back. Then comes the water jump, and then they have a long run around to going out onto the second circuit. Looking at it from one side, from the landing side, looks a cinch to jump. Looking at it from the takeoff side, oh boy, scares me absolutely big time. So those are the two fences down the home stretch, the chair and the water jump. Both jumped once. The only fences that are only jumped once on the Grand National course. And let's hope that most of the 40 horses manage to negotiate both of those obstacles.